like to note that Representative Fuller is present, Representative Zarif, Representative Buckhorn. The first order of business.
Right, yes.
First order of business is, it was brought to my attention, and I had this idea earlier, and I didn't help proceed with it, that with Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, if we could write a letter as committee, and the kind of team then brought it up too, that as a committee, write a letter in support of the program, you know, talk about some of the promotion, what some of the other, like Canada and Norway, what they're doing, you know, and how much money they're putting into promotion, and kind of compare it like that, and then just give a kind of a breakdown of what's going on with ASME, and that, you know, like, people are wondering why we're going to keep it at 4.5, and I think that we can explain that. And what I would do is have staff draft the letter and then present it to you, and then you could sign it. You're all agreeable to do that.
What would the letter basically do?
Just kind of inform the rest of the members, you know, that this is what's happening. You know, I don't know. I asked you how much you knew about yesterday.
Sounds okay.
Do we have agreement to do that? Yes, I did. I said, how much do you know about Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute? How much do you want me to know? How much do you
know? I don't leave the Capitol at night, generally, and I don't go to any kind of thing that anybody puts on, but I did leave the Capitol and go to ASME's thing at the wharf, primarily because Bob or Jake and all them guys are all friends.
Mm. Oh, that's friend they had now.
I never touched any of the food, but you know, I got those guys that went across the street and had dinner.
Madam Chairman?
Well, I'd like to clear it through the committee.
You're asking for our support already before we can write read the letter? Okay.
Do we have to sign the blank?
I'll present it to you and then you'll sign it, sign off on it.
I think it's a good idea. I think that they've done some pretty good things and we want to try to support it.
Mm-hmm. And that's all I have. Did you have anything else?
Well, I could mention what's going on with the wholesale price average again. We're real close. There's just one small item of contention that one side's willing to concede if it has to. And as soon as that's resolved, the bill will be finally drafted, and I imagine that could happen as early as tomorrow.
Hmm.
There's one thing there that Mulcahy's bill, Senate Bill 136.
Oh, yeah.
On the stationary gear.
Uh-huh.
It hasn't been a problem, and I guess I'm familiar with it because it's strictly affects our area. It hasn't been a problem with it up until this last year, and what's happened is that they're saying that fishermen have to be physically present on their gear when it's fishing. And if you've got a set net operation and if you've got an opening that's 48 hours or runs all week, by the interpretation of the law, you've got to be there that whole amount of time. And like I say, it's never really been a problem before until this year, and they got a couple of young rookies in on public safety, and they've started issuing citations. And it's just more of a hassle than anything else.
But you're saying that the skipper might go ashore for a couple of days?
No, it's a set-net site. I might go into his cabin for breakfast or a cup of coffee or maybe take an afternoon nap or something, and he's invited. And it's a certain... bay, you know, if you've got a stationary store. We're going all the time.
Mm-hmm. And if you have.
What?